Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Welcome to another episode of Out of the Pods. I'm Deep Tea.
And I'm Natalie. And happy Wednesday, our pod besties. I'm feeling a little bit slow right now, so I'm just going to just give you guys a warning. Like, my brain is not working because I am in my egg freezing journey.
Yay!
And I am bloated as fuck.
As expected.
Very, I don't know, just like my brain's not working. I feel drowsy. And I pretend like I'm pregnant because my belly is so large right now.
Yeah, when I was going through egg freezing, I did the same thing. I would lay on my couch and be like, oh, this is how it would feel to be pregnant.
No, literally, like I will rub my belly as if I have a kid in there.
Kind of feels like it, and there is babies in there growing. So,
like I was on the train platform and I was like, I feel like I need to sit in that seat for pregnant women. I was like, I almost told the man, like, please get up. I want to like rub my belly and be like, get the hint.
What did I tell you the other day? I was like, you should get a hat that says expecting baby on the way.
Baby on board.
Baby on board.
No, I literally think about that. Or maybe I'll start wearing, you know, like tight clothes that shows my belly.
Yes.
And I'll like hold it, like rub it in public.
I'm just gonna say we are so dramatic. I know, literally.
Actually, I'm really at the size where it looks like I just ate a lot of Taco Bell. Like, it's not that crazy. I'm not like 6 months pregnant looking or anything like that. But I'm very excited because I've been trying to start this process for like 6-7 months now. And finally, I got the okay last week. So we are going and going. Deep D helped me do my first injections. So thank you, Deep D.
Of course. And what are partners for?
When she was giving me my injections, I was like, oh, I wish I had a partner who could do this for me every day. And she goes, it's me. Yes. She goes, I am your boyfriend.
Exactly.
Right now.
Exactly. The disrespect was crazy, you guys, because I was literally over there helping her. And she's like, oh, I wish I had someone. And I was like, what am I, chopped liver?
She goes, not only do I talk to you every day, I text you on a regular basis. We have great communication skills. And she goes, and I'm here giving you your injection. She goes, I am your boyfriend. Okay?
Literally. What else do you want from me?
I know. And I was like, okay, touche. I was like, I don't need anyone else.
We don't.
I'm going through my egg freezing journey with OVA Egg Freezing Specialty Center. And Deep D, you went through it with them as well.
Yep, back in November.
Yeah.
Wow, so, time flies.
I know. Yeah. And we also had one of their representatives on this podcast to talk about egg freezing, but I just wanted to do it with them because I don't know, I just got like really good vibes from them. Like I was in really good hands. And so I'm excited.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah. Like I feel like I should be a little bit more nervous, but I think I'm just like really excited that I just got the green light to do this.
Yeah. And I feel like OVA also makes you feel really comfortable about the whole process, mm-hmm. which is really great. And yeah, you're definitely in good hands. So
stay tuned. I'll let you know, like, I don't know how much more bloated I get, like what the updates are. I'm also trying to be realistic in terms of like, I might not get the outcome I want, like in terms of the number of mature eggs or whatever. I'm just like, let me go through this process stress-free. It's an experience. And, you know, we'll see what happens, but I'll definitely update you guys. But speaking about the train, I was on the train platform last night and I was taking it to go visit a friend and it was like in the evening time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was me, two other women that obviously I didn't know, and then this rowdy group of guys. Like, you could tell they were super drunk and they were pretending to push each other on the train tracks.
Ew.
Like, they were just, it was like probably 10 to 11 guys just.
Just roughhousing.
Yeah. As we were waiting for the train, the two other women and I, we were like slowly getting closer to each other. Mm-hmm. Like, without looking at each other, like, we were pretending to be on our phones, or at least I was. But I'd slowly kind of like walk towards them and they would slowly walk towards me.
Yeah.
We didn't know each other. We made no eye contact. We didn't even acknowledge each other. But by the time the train came It's as if we knew that we needed to stay close to each other because, like, we all felt unsafe because of these guys.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I feel like when a woman's intuition goes off, like, uh-oh, like, something might happen. You just never know. Because sometimes those public settings are so unpredictable.
Totally.
Especially the train. And, like, pod besties, don't come for me, but I do not like to take the train, especially at nighttime. So kudos to you for doing that, but my ass is getting in an Uber.
I'm a big public transit person. I just like the feeling of knowing where I'm going because I'm so good at taking public transit.
Yeah.
And also, like, for the climate. But anyways.
But Chicago public transit is really good, but I still don't like to take my chances.
No, I totally get it. I mean, like, you're in a little train car with a bunch of people. I personally love it. It's like second nature to me just because I've lived in Chicago so long. Yeah. So I always take it.
Yeah.
But anyways, I thought to myself, like, okay, I have had instances where I'm standing on the train platform and, like, a woman will get, like, close to me, like another woman will get close to me. And sometimes I remember thinking that was weird, but now I realize, oh, it's for safety. Like, yeah. I will never move away now if a woman gets close to me because I'm like, okay, maybe it's because they feel unsafe.
I hate the fact that we have to think about that. Also, a similar scenario happened to me when I was in Spain. When we were in Granada, there's these small little alleyways where there's a market. And so we're walking through there and I made the mistake of smiling at a man. What was I thinking? Because honestly, I was just trying to be nice. Like, I was just like, oh, hey.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't even say a word to this man. So then me and my friend are just walking through the market and I noticed the dude turned around and started following us. And I noticed within, like, probably 10 feet. I was like, oh, that's weird. He turned around and he kept following us no matter what little market we went into.
Yeah. Like wherever you went, he was following you.
Yes, absolutely. And I was like, hey, let's, like, go into this and try on this dress. And she's like, what? And we walked in and I was like, dude, there's a person following us. And she goes, I clocked it immediately too. And this thing went off in my brain where I was like, all of us have a similar experience where we sense the danger coming for us and we're so quick to react to it.
Don't you feel like it's sometimes just like a woman thing where, like, your senses are super heightened when there's just a man being creepy?
Yes, absolutely. You know, this is so weird, but on TikTok the other day, I saw this girl who lives in Chicago post, and she was on Wells Street, just one of the streets here in Chicago. And she was walking, having her little hot girl morning walk. And apparently a man on a scooter was scooting by and slapped her ass. The audacity. I can't even believe that he thought that that would be okay.
No, he definitely knew it wasn't okay. That's why he did it so quickly. That is so insane. Like, I've had those instances, though, like, going back to what happened to you in Granada, I've had those instances where I'm just being kind or nice.
Yes.
And, like, someone takes it, specifically a man, will take it for something more. If I just say, hi, how's your day going? I feel like it opens up where they're like, she likes me and she's hitting on me and I'm now going to bother the shit out of her.
Yes. Why did they take it as an open invitation? Because I feel like when I first moved to the city, I was this, like, really bubbly small town girl who was just, like, happy to be there, you know, and I'm laughing and smiling at people. And then I smiled at the wrong person and I learned my lesson. Don't do that.
And 100%.
Now I know why women in the city have RBF. They're just like, I don't want to be bothered. I'm not going to show any emotion whatsoever.
Yeah. I don't smile at men who are passing me on the sidewalk. I was like, you know what? I don't even want them to know I speak English. I'm not trying to have a conversation. I don't want to be bothered right now because, like, who knows, like, where that can be, like, escalated to. On that train platform, how is it that me and those two women first started off so far from each other and then we slowly made our ways together without, like, ever acknowledging each other? We just were, like, standing next to each other by the train came and we went in the train car and we all sat, like, close to each other. But again, we're just, like, on our phones looking down, but it's like, you just have the feeling like, oh, this is for safety.
Yeah, absolutely. I love a woman's army. You just gravitate towards each other and you just know if harm comes your way, we will be prepared.
So I feel like every woman has experienced that, like some sort of creepiness from a guy or where they felt unsafe from a group of guys. And I got off that train, like, at my stop thinking, like, oh my God, I'm just so proud to be a woman.
Yes.
And having this, like, woman mentality, woman army.
Absolutely. I feel like every single lifetime that I am born, I want to be a woman. Like, same. I never want to be a man in this world.
Same.
Ever.
Same.
I'm going to always reincarnate as a woman. Please.
If I have a choice, I'm going to be like, if I had to do this life 50 times, it would always be as a woman.
No, I agree. But also, I feel like there's some qualities of men that I'd be like, okay, it's nice that they don't have to worry about periods. It's nice that they don't have to get pregnant. There's certain things, but when you outweigh the pros and cons, I feel like being a woman is so much more superior. Like, this world could run without men. You just need one man, and that's pretty much it. It'd be fine.
No, I agree. I think it's so fun that we get to wear makeup.
Yeah, I agree.
Not saying men can't, but I feel like more women obviously wear makeup. And I think it's just more fun to have this group of women to like giggle and gaggle about makeup about.
I know. Okay, this reminds me. I have been walking to Natalie's place to give her, like, just help out with your shots.
No, she's been giving me my injections. Let's not downplay it. Like,
please. One of the days I was going to dinner with some friends afterwards. So I came into the apartment, like, actually dressed up, had makeup on. And she's like, oh my God, you look so nice. And then the next day I came over like in a hat, no makeup, just like chill vibes. Yeah. And she's like, not so cute today, but you know, it's okay.
I was like, no judgment.
And I thought to myself, I was like, yeah, what difference does it make when I put energy into myself and like actually get dolled up?
I was like, I thought you were dressing up for me every day.
Yeah. And truly I should.
Yeah. One of the things I've been struggling with this summer is the heat and the effect it has on my hair. Like, I will see increased hair shedding in the summer. I think it's because of the humid nights and the heat when I go out during the day. And now I'm egg freezing, so the stress on top of all of that is just really impacting my hair. So this is the season where I have to make sure I'm taking my Nutrafol consistently. It is the number one thing I do for my hair. I've seen visibly less shedding since I started taking it 2 years ago, and adding Nutrafol to your routine is easy. There's no prescription required.
You may have heard of Nutrafol's hair growth supplements and wondered, do they actually work? And that's a fair question. Many hair supplements overpromise and underdeliver, but Nutrafol is different. As the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand, it's trusted by over 1.5 million people and is clinically tested to deliver real results in just 3 to 6 months. You just order online with free shipping and automated deliveries.
This summer, stop worrying about your hair and start making memories. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code OOTP.
Find out why Nutrafol is the best-selling hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code OOTP. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code OOTP.
Deep D and I went to a movie screening together. It was for the movie Materialist, and it was so good. Like, it was probably the best rom-com I have seen in a while. Like, I think that this is going to be like the rom-com of 2025. I feel like it's for the modern woman and like for that modern love story.
Yeah, absolutely. I loved it. Okay, it's your classic love triangle rom-com. It makes you think a little bit deeper and makes you question who you actually think is the perfect person for you. I think we've all been there. Like, you and I both have like written down certain characteristics we're looking for in a partner. We've written down non-negotiables. But if you don't have the love, the passion, the spiritual, energetic connection, it just won't work. And I think this movie made me really start to think about what I'm looking for in a person.
Same. No, I totally agree. I have like a mental list of what I want in my perfect partner. But I think watching this movie, I realized like, you know, sometimes you can't follow the list, you know, but to not give any spoilers out, the movie is about this woman named Lucy who is dating the most perfect man on paper. He's rich, comes from a rich family. He takes her to nice restaurants. He's super nice, but she still has feelings for her ex who is so considerate, so supportive of her, but he's poor. Like, he can't afford to take her to any nice restaurants or restaurants in general. And he lives with three roommates in a rundown apartment. So
crazy.
Obviously, one person checks off all her boxes, like what she wants in a partner, but she has really strong feelings for her ex.
I know. Talk about a conundrum, because conundrum. If I was put in the same situation, I have no idea how I would act, but I feel like it has to go with your feelings and your heart. Because imagine living the most luxurious, best life ever and not having to think about money, but you feel empty inside.
Yeah, like you can't laugh with your partner.
Yeah, you can't. Like, it's not as fulfilling And it's just like you're lacking something in life. Like, why would you want to live that way?
No, totally. I agree. Like, would I rather be on a private jet to Paris for 9 hours with someone I can't even have a conversation with and like doesn't make me laugh? Or would I rather be in the car taking a road trip to, I don't know, Wisconsin Dells with someone I really enjoy being with and we have a lot of good banter and I trust them and I love them?
Yep.
Actually, the now that I say it, I think I'd choose a private jet.
I was just gonna say, no, but you know what? It feels like you're on a private jet going to Paris if you're with the right person. It doesn't matter where you're going. And I'm totally of that mindset because I have a story about how I was dating this guy and he was a doctor. Let's call him Dr. What If. Let's call him Dr.
I know
what
exactly
if.
Who you're talking about.
Of course you do.
I love this story. This is such a good example. I'm so excited for you to tell this story.
This is really the perfect example. Okay, you guys, this guy was so perfect on paper.
Perfect.
Tall, handsome. He's a doctor.
Blue eyes,
outgoing. The perfect height difference. The man was 6'2". It was perfect. Everything was so perfect, except for every time we were on a one-on-one date, I could never talk about anything deep with this man. Like, if a deep thought hit his head, like, it is not coming out of his mouth. I have no idea how, like, I tried so hard to extract anything interesting coming out of that man's mouth, and it just wouldn't happen. And he would be like, hey, my friend and his girlfriend are on their way. And I would be elated. I'd be like, yes, thank God.
Deep D would be alone with Dr. What If, and she would be so bored. She would text me and be like, hey, can you come hang out? Because I literally need someone to make this more fun.
Yeah.
Like, the fact you couldn't hang out with him alone because he was so boring, I feel like
it
says a lot.
Yeah, it was like pulling teeth when I was with him alone. And like, obviously, I loved our time together, but not that much because I just like, I'm such a yapper on dates. Like, I will put in overtime if I need to. Like, that we're not having a bad date. But with Dr. What If, it was so hard. Like, I was running out of things to say. And you know I'm a yapper. I am a yapper. Especially if you get a little bit of tequila in me, I am yapping about nothing.
No, that is so bad when you can't find any more things to yap about.
Yes, exactly. I'm like, do I just continue talking for like 20 minutes straight? Like, are you going to say anything? That was the vibe. But he was so perfect. I even told my parents.
No, physically perfect.
Physically perfect.
When I met him, I was like, if Deep D's not going to lock this down, I will.
That's savage.
I was like, hurry up, bitch, because I'm about to swoop on in.
Honestly, you and a lot of my other friends were like, this is the perfect person for you.
Yeah,
and
I thought that.
I really thought that too, but it just doesn't work. If you don't have the passion and the love there, and honestly, the connection is so important. Like, I think about that all the time. Like, you're energetically going to be spending so much time with this person. If you guys don't vibe or intertwine, it's donezo. Like, what life are you going to live?
When you were first telling me this, like, you couldn't build a connection with Dr. What If, I like did not get it. I was like, how could you not? He's perfect.
I know.
Like, he's literally everything that you would want on paper, even I would want on paper. But then I was talking to Deep D about this time we went to a football game. Like, I was just like reminiscing with her. And I was like, wasn't that so fun when you and I went to that football game together? And she goes, yeah, Dr. What If was there too. And I was like, no, he wasn't. It was just you and I. And she goes, yes, he was. Like, who do you think took all those photos of us together?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know, a stranger. And she goes, we have a photo with him too, with Dr. What If.
Yeah.
And she goes, we even drove you home.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute. No, you didn't. Like, that can't be. And I was like, the game was just with you and I. I looked through my photos in my phone. Lo and behold, Dr. What If is in all those pictures.
You know, and he was such a perfect Instagram husband too, because he had the height to get the perfect angle of us.
Like from the little, like from that little angle at top. Yeah.
He was so perfect in so many ways. I honestly, now I'm thinking about him, like, why did I let that go?
That's what I'm thinking. He was so boring that he literally left my memory. Like, he doesn't exist. I don't remember when I hung out with him because he was that boring.
You know what's so funny is also when we dropped you off, he was sitting next to you. I was in the back seat and you guys were in the middle.
Having full-ass conversations.
Yeah, and I was like, how did you forget?
And I feel bad calling him boring. I don't think it was that he was boring.
No.
But he wasn't at our level of yappiness.
And again, I say surface level, but it's not like yapping and talking and having fun and being funny is one thing. But like, it's also having those intimate conversations. It's about like talking about the future. It's about just talking about how you want your kids to be raised. Like, I don't know. It was hard to get to that deeper level with him. And I think that's what was truly missing.
And he didn't make you laugh.
Yeah. Well, he did make me laugh quite a bit. Oh. I'm like, maybe I just hyped it up in my own head of how bad it was.
Now that I think about it.
Now that I think about it, I did laugh a lot. But it was like stupid humor. Like, you know when like it's witty humor? Witty humor hits different. Like, he put some thought into that.
I'm totally like you, though. And I think it's because I see my parents do it where they nonstop talk to each other. Like, yeah. My parents are constantly talking to each other. They're not the type to just like sit in silence. Like, even when I've gone on road trips with them or they're driving me somewhere, constantly having conversations of like what's going on in their lives. Or my dad brings up some like philosophical topic and they're talking about it. And I was like, that's what I think I want in my partner. That's not on a list.
Yeah.
But is so important to me to like build that love and connection with them, amongst other things. Like, obviously they have to be kind and considerate and just not a liar.
But that's at the top of the list, actually.
Don't you think it's annoying that we get paid bi-weekly, but sometimes people can't wait 2 weeks to get their money? Like, think about all the unexpected things that come up between those 2 weeks. Like, if you have a pet and need to unexpectedly take them to the vet, or you need to pay off another bill right away. But now the money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin.
Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $150 per day with a max of $750 between paydays. This is perfect for those unexpected things you have to do, like a last-minute gift for a friend or family member, unexpected doctor's visits. There are no mandatory fees and no credit check. It's easy and free to get started. Add your bank and employment info. They'll verify your paycheck.
Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Out of the Pods under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Out of the Pods under podcast.
Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Cash outs are based on your available earnings. Standard cash outs take 1 to 2 business days with no mandatory fees. Option to expedite your transfer for a fee. Tips are voluntary and don't affect the service. See the cash out user agreement for details. Services not available in all states.
But I feel like Dr. What If would be perfect for someone who just like doesn't want to have like a lot of conversations and kind of likes the silence. What I'm trying to say is I think this movie reminded us that it goes beyond your checklist.
Yep.
It's like there has to be that like spark there.
Absolutely. If the spark is missing, I think the whole relationship goes out the window. And now I have to go back to my journal and renegotiate my entire list, because I think when we think about it, we're like, oh, okay, what is his profession? What is his height? Why is height such a big thing? It is. Their characteristics, right? But I think I need to tailor it to be like, how do they carry themselves? Like, are they kind? Like, what is their character? I think all of that comes into play. And just being around them, I think that is like the biggest thing. And that's so hard to capture unless you actually meet them.
Yeah, like I'll even have like age preferences. I'll be like, they have to be between these ages. They have to be, you know, like really good with money. They have to have this sort of career and make this much. And then I'll say like, kind, good communicator, doesn't lie to me. But I was like, okay, there's a lot more. Love in real life goes beyond these lists.
Mm-hmm.
And even just like someone being kind, you know?
Yeah.
Like I was like, there has to be that like how they show up for you, how they make you feel.
Absolutely.
And yeah, no, like I realized like, especially with Dr. What If and this movie, I was like, yeah, I have to keep such an open mind.
Yeah. And that's the hard part. I think I'm hoping that once I see the person that I'm supposed to be with, you just know. Because it just like clicks, you know? And that's not something you can like describe on paper and be like, oh, this is exactly what I'm looking for. And if this person doesn't have it, I'm negating them completely out of the equation. No, I think that's what this movie made me realize is like, okay, screw the list. Just go off of your feeling and your instincts and, you know, the love.
Retweet, totally agree. 10 out of 10, whatever you said.
No notes.
But this movie is really, really good. When I watched it with Deep D, I was like, this would be really fun if we could like watch it with a bunch of girlfriends.
No, and also going to the theater and actually watching it together, I think makes a huge difference because we're not distracted. We're not on our phones. We're not like getting up to go to the bathroom constantly. I think watching it in the movie theater with everybody makes you feel every emotion together. And that's why I absolutely love it.
No, I love that too, especially when people like react the same to a scene. Yes. And you're like, oh, everyone like thinks the same way as me, like are reacting the same way, like where you hear the same gasps or yes. like laughs. Oh, I love that. But this movie comes out in theaters June 13th. It's really, really good. Highly recommend it. I swear this is going to be the rom-com of the year.
I'm so excited. And also, not to mention, after you watch it in a movie theater, like the best part is yapping about it with your girlfriends after.
Yeah.
Like I was so excited to be like, first of all, I think that was our first movie we ever went to together.
Oh my gosh, it was.
Yeah, I think it was. And then secondly, constant yapping afterwards. Yeah. We're like, okay, this was thought-provoking in the best way.
We talked about every single one of our exes where they were perfect on paper. It kind of reminds me of your Love is Blind story where he was, I mean, perfect on paper in a way of like everything your parents also would have wanted. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, just the real life love failed to develop there.
Yeah, it doesn't translate into real life because who cares what profession they have? I mean, it matters, but it's not the most important thing. You know?
It doesn't translate into having a good personality.
No, absolutely not. No shade, but okay, so Lucy in this movie is a matchmaker. And I want to know your thoughts. Like, would you ever like go to a matchmaker? Like, how did you feel about that whole setup of dates and, you know, screw the dating apps?
Oh my gosh. I don't think that I would use a matchmaker.
Okay.
Would you?
Before I watched this movie, I think I was of the mindset that I would be open to a matchmaker. But after watching this movie, for some reason, I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. Because why would you want to tell somebody what you're looking for and then they're basically in charge of finding somebody for you? Like, I feel like I know what I want myself. I think I need to make that decision for me. I don't want to have a third party in the middle trying to figure it out for me.
That's why I feel like I would never do one, because I think when they would ask, like, what are you looking for? It would get me back into that list mentality of, like, exactly. I need this, 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 and this.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I feel like it's just easier if I meet someone on a dating app or organically. I feel like most of my relationships have – actually, all my relationships – have come organically. Mm-hmm. And they are not people that I would have like dated on paper.
Yeah, actually,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I had to meet them in person and get like that vibe and feeling like I want to go further with this.
Now that I think about it, aside from Love is Blind, every single partner that I've had has also been organically, and they checked off none of the boxes. Yeah. That I had on my list. 100%. So now I'm like, I don't know which version is better. I think we both hope that we find our person organically. That's the pattern so far.
I'm like down with dating apps too, but I will say, like, when I'm swiping on dating apps, I make sure that I'm like open to like everything. I think it's really hard not to like reject someone just based on their job or height, or like, I don't know, sometimes like it has like hometown. Like, I mean, I would never reject someone for their hometown, but who knows?
But
or that like one bad photo.
Yes.
So I don't know.
I feel like sometimes I know some of my friends have rejected men on dating apps because they live too far north and not in the city. And they're like, that's a long distance relationship. I'm nixing that immediately. You know, so like for the dumbest things, we nix people on dating apps.
Yeah.
And
I've done that.
I'm also, why are we the most judgmental versions of ourselves when we're on dating apps? Because I feel like I act as if I'm like Beyonce or Shakira or something.
That's what I do too. I'm like so judgy of like other people's profiles, not realizing I was like, I don't bring much to the table either.
Yeah. No, I'm like, wait a minute, look in the mirror.
I don't like to complicate my skincare routine, and I recently started using OneSkin for the past few weeks, and I have to say, it's kind of a game changer. I started using it on my face and neck, and what I noticed almost immediately was how hydrated my skin felt. I was a little hesitant at first because I have very sensitive skin, but their formulas are free from over 1,500 irritating chemicals and preservatives, and they're dermatologist tested and approved by platforms like SkinSafe.
So OneSkin's products are backed by serious science, and that's why I really love them. Their OS01 peptide is actually the first ingredient proven to switch off the damaged cells that cause lines and wrinkles and thin, crepey skin. I love that it's created by an all-woman team of longevity scientists, and it's so easy to fit into your current routine.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. For a limited time, you can try OneSkin with 15% off using code OUTOFTHEPODS at OneSkin.co.
That's 15% off OneSkin.co with code OUTOFTHEPODS. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Give your skin the scientifically proven gentle care it deserves with OneSkin. I will see a guy who's like really cute, mm-hmm. and then like he has just one bad photo, you know?
Yes.
And then I'm like, nope, next.
Yeah, I was like, what is this angle? I don't like it.
I know.
I'm the same way. And that's why I keep showing Natalie any matches I get to be like, am I crazy or is this person cute? And she's like, no, he's really, really cute.
Oh,
and I'd be like, we sure?
Deep D will show me a guy who is hot and she'll be like, he asked me out on a date. Should I go? Like, I don't know if I'm attracted to him. And I was like, have you lost your damn mind? I was like, I think you're really pretty, Deep D. But like, if you think this guy is not hot, then I don't know what your standard is anymore.
Can I just say, this is the classic case of beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Because I have a specific type that I'm into and it's very much a bad boy-ish
vibe. She's like, I want someone with a tattoo sleeve.
A sleeve, yes. A sleeve tattoo is like, I honestly, they could be the ugliest person ever and they have a sleeve tattoo and I'm just immediately like, yes.
And I was like, okay, I don't think you could filter for that on a dating app. So I don't know how to help you there.
See, but then there's always like, you find the men who have the sleeve tattoos, but they're like 5'4". Which is fine. I'm 5'2".
You know what?
It's okay.
I know that this is going to be your future. You're going to date a man with no tattoos. He's not going to be a bad boy. He was a dork his entire life. But you're going to love him anyways.
Why? Because the connection is there. The spark is there.
He's going to love you, make you feel good, have deep conversations with you.
Yes.
About the universe and astrology.
Yes. As long as, you know what? That's what the movie taught me is forget the physical appearance. Forget everything. Look for the spark. Yeah. Follow the spark.
And actually, well, be careful when you follow the spark. Because I followed the spark. And you know, it just has led me not in the best places sometimes.
See, it's the spark of the heart, not the spark of lust. You know? That's the one we have to follow.
If you're a fix-a-hoe, don't follow the spark so hard.
Ugh.
Be like, I'm going to follow the spark, but is he also a normal person? And can he regulate his emotions? Like,
heavy on the regulating the emotions.
And will he not lie to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then follow the spark.
This also makes me think about how many people married for love and the spark and the connection versus how many people married for the lifestyle that they would get with their partner. I don't know. Like, I think about that often. And I feel like a lot of people probably settled in the love department, they're like, it's okay, because they were getting this like perfect lifestyle that they wanted and always looked for, you know?
Well, you know what? I think it's just the way you view love, because love is not a feeling, it's a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And you
put that on a shirt.
You can choose to just love the lifestyle enough where you're like, I'm gonna just be with someone that I choose not to love.
You grow into the love because you also love the life you live, you know?
Deep T and I have this conversation. I'm egg freezing right now, so I'm not really like dating because obviously I feel like a bowling ball. But this is going to be the summer where Deep T and I just like really put ourselves out there and I'm super excited.
Yeah, I feel like this is so weird, but I feel like I'm already putting the vibes out there or like the energy that I'm looking. I don't know, maybe it's just in my body language, because before when I would go out with, you know, people, I was so closed off, like I'd just be within my group. And now I feel like I've kind of opened up my energetic field. There's been a lot more male attention in my life lately.
No,
it's been interesting.
That.
So, but yeah, we are on a journey. This summer, we're going to have a hot girl summer.
We are.
We're
like,
going out.
No more me and my lists. I'm going to be open-minded.
No more lists.
No more talking back with my exes.
If you're done with your ex, move on to the next.
I love that. I love that you went through that, though, because I feel like you learned like what you don't want, even though he was perfect on paper.
Yes.
Like that there's so much more to a partner in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And now you could be with someone fun.
Yeah.
Where you could like just chitter chatter all night.
Exactly. And you know what? I feel like Dr. What If is going to find the perfect person for him, and yeah. they're going to have the spark. It just wasn't in the cards for us.
Yeah, so. It might be a rock for him.
Poor guy. Okay, let's talk about some pop culture news. So recently, Hailey Bieber sold her beauty brand Rode to e.l.f. Cosmetics for $1 billion. Billion. That's billion with a B.
Insane. Not with a C.
Not with a C, with not a with B. an M, with a B. And it's insane because she still has creative control over the brand. She just needs help with like distribution if she wants to be selling worldwide. e.l.f. Cosmetics is going to help her with that. But I'm pretty sure this makes her richer than Justin Bieber now.
Oh, I bet. Like, this is huge news.
Huge.
And this is why I will always sign a prenup. And yes, also girl. In a marriage, not share anything with my husband. Because I remember there was comments when she was getting married to Justin that she was a gold digger, that she was a fan of his. And it was just like, you know, like she like trapped him.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I do think that she was a fan, but she was a rich fan.
Yeah. She was a Baldwin. She's still Baldwin.
Yes.
But now look at her. Look at her. Richer than her husband, most likely. But the only thing that sucks about all of this is like, this should be a really exciting time for her. But following this news, Justin Bieber, her husband, posted on his Instagram a carousel of pictures that included a shot of him sitting shirtless next to Bong and another of him groping Hailey Bieber. Crazy. Like, she was smiling. But people were like, why did you post that?
Yeah. Why does this man not have any media training? Because he'll just be posting anything.
Because, like, again, I feel like he knew, like, posting those pictures would bring attention to what he was posting and kind of take away from the super exciting positive time for her.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, this reminds me exactly of what happened a few weeks ago when Hailey was on the cover of Vogue. He posted this weird caption where he was basically like, hey, this reminds me of a time when Hailey and I got into a huge fight where I told her that she would never be on the cover of Vogue. First of all, why do we need to know about this?
I know.
Like, that seems like a text you should be sending a best friend, maybe, not telling the entire world.
Or not mentioning it at all to anyone.
Exactly. And then he goes on to say, oh, I'm so sorry. It's really mean, but I was disrespected. That's why I said that. So he's like giving more details about this fight. He ends the caption with something so dumb. He's like, oh, I was sadly mistaken, essentially saying, oh, I was sadly mistaken by saying that you would never be on the cover of Vogue, but here you are on the cover of Vogue. Like, this man does not know how to be supportive to his wife whatsoever.
Yeah, I'd be freaking pissed if I was Hailey. That's all I could say.
Yeah, but like, what a beautiful revenge. I'm not saying that she's taking any revenge on Justin.
No.
But I love that she's literally a billionaire now.
I feel like there's no way she could feel revenge. She's probably just feeling really embarrassed because he's part of her brand.
Yeah.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, something we don't talk about enough is men's mental health. There's this outdated idea that strength means staying silent, pushing through, or just never showing emotion. But real strength is being able to ask for help. Men today face immense pressure to perform, to provide, and to keep it all together. But real strength comes from opening up about what you're carrying and doing something about it so that you can be your best self.
I was surprised to find out that 6 million men in the U.S. suffer from depression every year, and it's often undiagnosed. Personally, therapy has helped me work through hard emotions and manage my stress. It has really helped me work towards being the better version of myself. BetterHelp is convenient, too. You can join a session with a therapist at the click of a button, which helps you fit therapy in any busy lifestyle. Plus, you can switch therapists at any time.
As the largest online therapy provider in the world, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a diverse variety of expertise. Talk it out with BetterHelp. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/outofthepods.
That's betterhelp.com/outofthepods. There's a lot of allegations with Justin Bieber right now, like with drug use and things like that. So I don't know what state of mind he is in when he is doing these things and making these posts, mm-hmm. but they're definitely negatively affecting her. And I hate saying this, but why is it always women who like cradle these men? Yes. Who just like, oh, it just like makes me so angry.
Yeah. They just got married so young. Okay. This is crazy perspective, but what if this man is actually a secret genius and is just trying to give more attention to the cover? Like, because Justin posted this weird Instagram caption, I feel like so many more people went and looked at the Vogue cover.
Like paid Hailey attention was to it?
Yeah. So I'm like, it had an interesting impact, but what if he's just secretly a genius? Actually, they're just like getting so much attention around it.
Oh my gosh, that you is know? Such a good theory.
And like even this instance of where she sold Rode to Elf Cosmetics, like he's posting a picture of himself shirtless next to a bong, like what?
It's and just people so are weird. Like, what's happening in the news with Hailey where he has to do that?
Exactly. It's just like bringing so much attention to them as a unit. I don't know. Maybe you never know.
You never know. I know people who will do a lot for fame.
Oh, yeah. People have. Yes. And it's so easy. It's just at his fingertips. You know, he doesn't even have to pay much for this PR.
Oh, my gosh.
Truly.
Wait. This is such a good theory.
I know. Well, we're hoping that this is why. And not because he just doesn't know how to be supportive.
It's a 50-50.
Truly.
I could see him just being like, I'm going to make this unhinged statement and to get a bunch of attention. Like, he knows it's going to make it to the news cycle and like yeah. people will be paying attention to her cover.
Yeah.
But I feel like if it was my husband, I'd be so pissed.
I would be so pissed.
Because like, don't you, you just like, I just feel like people in the public eye, they want people to think like they are in perfect relationships and they don't want to share, especially at the level of fame they're at. Like, mm-hmm. I bet they don't want to share all of their marital problems out there.
Oh, and
the fact he's like, I told her she would never be on the cover of Vogue. That is fucked up to say.
No, it's so weird. And I have no idea what state he was in when he posted this. But I did go back to that Instagram post probably like within the 2 hours that it hit the news cycle, and he had already edited the caption, so he knew he fucked up.
Oh,
he
yeah.
knew. Like, yeah. Hailey's like, what the hell, Justin?
His team is probably like, give me your Instagram right now and let me edit that caption.
The best thing he could do for himself is to give up his password.
I hate hoping for like the breakup of a couple. I hope they're able to work it out, but if I was in Hailey's shoes, which I will never be, I will never be selling my company for $1 billion Self Cosmetics or be on the cover of Vogue. I don't know. I would just be like, I think I'm better off without this man.
I know. It's tough. It's tough because like what we see is never really what happens behind closed doors. Like, I just wonder what their relationship is like behind closed doors, because I have no idea if this man is just like grappling for attention, or if he's actually not supportive of his wife, or is it all just an act? Like, you know what I mean? Like, just things are so different behind closed doors, and I just would love to know what their relationship is actually like.
I think you never know. You will never know with anyone, like any couple, what their relationship is actually like. Mm-hmm. I feel like the only time we've really come to realize that is with the Love is Blind franchise, because I think we've seen how people post publicly and make like content with their partners, and we just know like, it's not really like that in real life. And you've told us it was different.
Yeah.
And so I don't think like anyone will ever know. But I feel like when like messiness comes out into the media, like you kind of know something's happening.
Absolutely. Isn't it insane that Rode only has 10 products? 10 products only, which means like, is each product worth $100 million? That's insane.
Because it's valued at $1
billion. $1 billion. Oh. Isn't that like wild to think about? Like, this woman has created an empire.
That is crazy. I would have never seen this come up with Hailey Bieber.
Never. But good for her, because after all of the 10-part series on YouTube about how she's like a little bit, you know, crazy, not to say that she is, but after all of that diabolical info that's out there on her, this is a huge win.
After all of the backlash she has gotten, you know, like the whole Selena Gomez versus her drama, all this stuff, I would have never seen this come up, and I'm happy for her.
Same.
Like, just like, if you're going to go through all that shit in the media, like,
yeah,
here's some like good news.
She's honestly the strongest person ever. So good for her. I'm happy for her.
Speaking about celebrity products, did you know Sydney Sweeney is selling her own bars of soap that contain her own bathwater? She's calling it Sydney's Bathwater Bliss.
Honestly, when I saw this, I audibly gasped. Because what? First of all, are men so disgusting that they would buy this? Because I don't see women buying this.
I have a feeling it's definitely going to sell out. The commercial for this is also crazy. So she's like in a bathtub and it's definitely targeting men. Like she's like, boys, are you interested in my body? Well, my soap isn't for boys. Like something, she says something like that. Insane. And it's like so sexual. But I was like, no, like, this is definitely going to sell.
No, I'm sure
men
it's
are
already
absolutely going to buy this.
I want to know how many baths Sydney Sweeney took to make this product.
But you know what? This might be her way to single-handedly have more men wash their bodies, take showers. If they want to bathe in her bath water, you know?
It's honestly disgusting.
So, like, I'm not going to hate her for it because I know some men who do not shower often, who do not even shower after a workout.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
I'm not going to name names.
They're just, like, throwing on some Axe spray.
No, literally,
afterwards.
They'll go all day. Or they shower so quickly and I'm like, I know you didn't get every crevice. There's no way you took a 1 minute shower.
Yeah, I am flabbergasted. I don't even know what to say about this story because I still can't believe it's a real thing. I thought it was satire when I first saw it. I thought it was just like a fun little thing that she's doing. And then when I realized it was an actual product you can buy, in my head, I was like, oh yeah, she's making millions.
Would you sell something like that?
Absolutely not, because no one would buy it. But would I this is so crazy, but one time right after the show, someone DM'd me and said they would pay me $15,000 if I just squished my nose for them in
like
a video. Yeah. And
you did it, right?
No.
That's crazy because I would have.
Half of me really wanted to because I was like, I want to do this because $15,000. But then again, it's just like a random stranger on the internet saying, claiming that they will pay me $15K. Like, I need a contract, baby.
You're like, I need that Venmo first.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I need that check.
Exactly. But imagine just being like squishing your nose on. Like, I can't believe that someone's into that. That's so weird.
I mean, nobody has offered to like pay me anything for those types of things. Mm-hmm. But when I used to post like my outfits on my Instagram stories and sometimes I'd be wearing like sandals or like anything that showed my toes.
Yeah.
This account would message me like the grossest things. And the person would like screenshot my story and like zoom into my toes and be like, this is what I'll be using tonight. Like something weird
like that.
I know.
No, there's some freaky people out there. And honestly, the feet stuff, like I think I could do feet, like post feet pics because your face isn't showing, you know? As long as it's faceless, I think if the times were really hard, I would consider it.
It's not about the selling the feet. I think it's the fact that like there's people out there like into things like that.
Yeah.
Which I was like, I'm not trying to like shit on anyone's fetish, but it's uncomfortable and the fact people will pay for it as well. It's like, I feel like if I messaged that person back and I was like, you get 100 pictures of my feet for $100, I'm sure he would take it.
First of all, that is such a low amount of money. For 100 pictures, you better be charging 100 a pop. 100 a pop, if not more.
I don't know how to like value my feet. Yeah, you know? I was going to do $1 a pic.
Yeah, I think you're downplaying the market value of your feet because it could be a lot higher. And I know, I feel like I used to be in such a little bubble and then I'm realizing how freaky people actually are. And I'm like, wow, there are some characters out there.
But you know what's really sad is at some point this person stopped messaging me.
Oh. You better start getting those little piggies out again.
And the reason why I didn't block him, or I don't know if it's a him, right? It could be anyone. Yeah. The reason why I didn't block this account is because I felt like if I blocked him, he would just create a new account and start messaging me. So I just put him on restrict, like let him feel like his messages were going nowhere, even though I could see all of them. But then this person stopped messaging me and I was like, are my feet ugly now? Like, are they not good enough anymore?
Or you're just not posting enough of the little piggies. You're just doing too many close-toed shoes. And I think you just got to switch it up.
If you see on my Instagram stories, like one, just like one big photo of my feet, it's for this account.
Yeah.
It's not for you. It's for this account.
You might as well post it in private mode with just that account. They will feel so special.
Oh, they'll
be like, I will pay you $5,000 for more. You know?
Well, you know, Katie Thurston, who was the Bachelorette back in the day, she posted something, I think probably a few years ago now, where she was selling feet pic on OnlyFans.
Oh, I'm crying.
Yeah. And she made $10,000 in a month.
Honestly, good for her.
Isn't that crazy? That's insane.
That's insane.
Yeah. Wow. And I was all like, is it just feet or are your feet doing things? Like, are they picking things up? Like, I know people like that too, where people like videos of like your feet cooking dinner. Like you're like holding the little like utensil and you're just mixing the marinara sauce in a pan.
Oh my God, that makes me cringe so hard because I hate feet, and the fact that people are so into it that they would cook with their feet, like that's insanity.
No, it's like using your hands, like, no, you know, holding like a little,
listen, I'm getting the mental picture already and it's freaking me out. Or making some cookies
like with the roller, just being like with your feet.
No. Oh, I would throw all those cookies away afterwards, make the video, toss it.
I did try, not because like of like a feet fetish or anything, but I saw this video of someone who didn't have arms. So she had to use her feet to like live life. She made it look so easy, like holding a fork with your foot and all this stuff. So I tried it. It's really, really hard.
Honestly,
you have to like build the muscle to do it.
I was just going to say you have to build the muscle and it takes a lot of practice because I have tried to do that before and I realized that I have really strong feet. Like this is such a weird fact that no one ever asked for, but I can carry some heavy shit with my and I have tiny feet.
You must have some really strong toes.
No, I do. I think I also have really strong calf muscles. Like my calves are pretty... they're big.
they're muscular.
They're muscular. Yeah, so it's like,
so are mine.
I'm like, okay, it's a little bit of feet and calf action there. And I'm like, wow, I have a hidden talent.
That's crazy because my calves are muscular, but I have no muscle in my toes.
Yeah.
Like I was trying this and I couldn't grab shit. And it's so funny. And I also think I'm so inflexible. Like I couldn't put anything like near my face.
Oh, that's so funny. I am very flexible.
Oh, you heard it here first.
Not to be weird, but I think it's because I'm short. I'm short. I have a short torso and like short legs. So
when you fall to the ground, like nothing hurts. Like I think about if someone 6 feet fell, like how much scarier is it to fall from that height? You know,
yes.
Like you have so much more to go to hit the ground.
Yeah, absolutely.
First being like our height. Like yes. When I fall, it's like I was already on the ground anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Practically. I'm like-
Yeah, this is just like my normal height. It's fine.
100%.
I'm crying. That's so funny.
But anyways, Pod Besties, let us know if Deep D and I should open our own OnlyFans account of just our feet pics.
And hopefully you guys say no. But make sure you leave a review and subscribe.
See you next Wednesday.
Bye.
Say yes. Encourage us.
No.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.